from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Said that the stadium is being built to soccer specifications for the International Soccer Association. So I fully expect to see soccer games there in the summer and the spring, where there's not a whole lot going on right now. And as a result, you'll see additional development, more restaurants, more entertainment.
Mark Poloncar speaking with WBEN, the county executive. So stadium stuff. Going back to when we toured it, the field will be grass. The surrounding benches will be turf.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they would have to swap out for soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about why for football that makes a lot of sense, you get a grass surface, which what players want, people want. And then if it does rain, the areas of the field where all of the people are standing all the time in cleats, turf.
Yeah.
Drainage, better for all that. Stadium is going up. Some drone footage out there I retweeted this morning, which... looks like a stadium. It's starting to really look like a stadium. And for a lot of people, you get a chance to get out there for the blue and red on Friday and get a look at it. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, from above, especially, it looks like a stadium. I wonder how tall it's going to get by the time the season starts rolling. Like, if they're talking about putting the canopy up in the fall, isn't the canopy's on top of the stadium?
If I'm not mistaken, boy, I should reach out and get the timeline again. I think by the time we are at the opener...
Yeah.
Of this season, it will be near the top, the top of the height.
Okay.
And the canopy will be hung. Like, the fall is, September, October, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely going up vertically pretty quick.
Soccer in the summer would be, just daydreaming about, you've got your Arsenal jersey on here. Liverpool and Arsenal here. I don't know if they can attract that big a game. Even if it's preseason for the Premier League teams.
They're playing
they could. Liverpool has played in Pittsburgh.
They're playing at Lincoln Financial Field today.
They're playing at Philly today, right? So maybe that would be possible. And if not, the American Outlaws Buffalo account tweeted out, can we get a USA-Canada friendly / qualifying game at some point in the future?
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the games you're talking about.
Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. So I had a friend... reach out to me about the stadium experience, the ticket purchasing experience, and talk to another individual about it as well. A friend of a friend last week about paying $15,000 for a PSL in the field club or whatever that might be, and to pay for two of those, and then the price of the ticket. And, if you buy a PSL for 30 years, it's a 30-year agreement, right? And then, so you buy your PSL, you spend $30,000 for two tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are thinking to yourself, I'm going to buy tickets for 30 years. This one friend of mine that I was talking to said, that they did sign up. They said, yes, fine, I'll do it. I can afford it. I can do that. The total cost for that 30 years, Joe, was $330,000
mm-hmm.
for PSLs and tickets for 30 years. $330,000.
That is a long time, though.
That is a long time. Again, it's 30 years. If you're going to be around for 30 years, that's that.
Yep.
But of all the things they're doing and all the way that they're ways that they are selling this product, which is the new experience, the new stadium, I'm very bullish on how awesome the stadium is going to be. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford to go. and, you know, like, oh, you get a press pass. Eh? I got a couch, too. We'll see. I hope to. I don't know how expensive my PSL will be. But anyway, I have a friend that's had tickets for a long time. And the way that it works is they need to fill all different parts of the stadium, right? So, okay, clubs are first. Let's fill this club. These are the $50,000 PSLs, the very, very high-end stuff. Then the $20,000. But they're going in order of seniority slash where you are because they want to fill the more expensive parts first, I think is how that's working.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not going to stay in the level that you are, they are telling you basically go up to the end of the line. Let me pull up my text from my buddy here because his experience was his PSL is $15,000 for one ticket, which means $30,000 for two tickets. And the way that it will work is he did not get other options. You can't say no thanks to the 15. I'll buy the whatever the lower ones are. We don't know what those are. So you need to buy your same seats, which are the field club.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing seat, amazing club. Where he sits now is $30,000 PSLs and a pair of seats. And since he is not going to do it, they're like, all right, we'll call you
in a year or
who knows?
8 months.
Who knows? And then on top of that, they offer financing. The financing for him that it was offered was 10 years at an interest rate of 10.5%, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's nuts. Wow.
So
it's tough.
Your experiences out there, like, it, you know, we don't talk about it a lot. We don't get a ton of calls on how it's gone. If anyone wants to offer that information, they can. It's word of mouth. It's word of mouth.
I was going to say.
It's Facebook groups.
Yep. The information is not pouring out.
It's very slow.
It's dark.
Yeah.
It's slow and dark is how it feels.
And it's not like, even though the stadium is being built with plenty of public money, we don't get access to here's how many they've sold. So, you know, the Bills, Legends,
mm-hmm.
I don't see their stuff either. Is it going well? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Are they saying it's going well? Maybe. I don't know that either. It's a lot of things we don't know. And for a stadium that is obviously so central to the Bills' existence, it's being built, it's going to happen, they're going to stay here. I don't know about the numbers of it. I don't know. The idea of buying a PSL and you can resell it, people will bring that up a lot. Okay, so I buy it and I can sell it if I want to. Okay, 10 years from now I can sell it. And now I'm not going to games anymore because I've sold my PSL.
Mm.
And I'm also selling a PSL that 10 years have ticked off it. Now it's only for 20 years. Is that going up in value? Am I to believe that's going to go up in value? Why would that go up?
Well, it would. Mm.
Why would it go up?
I mean, it would go up because natural inflation, right? And it would go up because...
It would?
I think.
If you buy a ticket to a stadium for 30 years and it's $15,000, and you try to sell that ticket to someone for 20 years, they're going to give you 20 grand?
I think... That's a good question.
It might.
I have been walking around thinking they would. That if you sold your PSL in the future, you'll get more than what you paid for it originally.
I would have absolutely zero expectation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That.
I mean, it might be true. It would kind of be the Wild West, though, of that. I mean, there are probably other comparables around the league. Like, I don't know. Like, I would need to ask somebody in Pittsburgh.
But what you're,
not Pittsburgh didn't have them. Minnesota.
But what you're asking for in that scenario is, right now, how many people will pay $15,000? Let's say the number is 20,000 people say yes to $15,000. Now, in the future, when I'm going to sell those, I really only need, like, 1,000 people to pay 20 to pay more. So, supply and demand, I guess. There'd be a lower demand. That would be the case for that PSL being more expensive in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, again, for less time.
Right.
Jim in Buffalo is with us here on the Western Hotline. Hey, Jim, good morning.
How you doing?
Good, Jim.
I had my experience with the walking through the experience at the Bills the other day. And, Jeremy, everything you're saying so far has been absolutely dead on how they plan on doing it. My seniority, last I checked, I was single-digit seniority. I was in the top 10. So my idea of going there with my family and going through the experience and seeing the stadium. Now, my seats where I sit now are now considered club seats. Now, where I sit in the stadium currently, between me and where my son sits, we straddle the 50-yard line. So I got great seats. There's no doubt about it. I'm in 134, center of the stadium. Now, I don't want to sit in club seats. That's not what I had planned. I want to continue our seats with our families since, again, like I said, 1960. And they've, they basically have said, you know, here you are, here are your club seats, here where you're going. I said, no, I want to be maybe in the upper deck on the railing. I want to move my seats and have maybe better sight lines and maybe be covered. And there's basically that is like, well, we're not doing any of those right now. So thank you for coming in. We'll call you when that's available. But again, having a top 10 seniority number and not being able to go into that stadium and to pick where I want to sit. I don't know if everybody remembers a few years back when they remodeled the stadium and they had to reseat everybody. I remember going to the stadium, walking into the field house, and they would say to you, okay, here's the stadium. Here's your seniority. Where do you want to sit?
Yeah.
And we sat where we picked wherever we wanted to sit. Now this here is just, to me, is absolutely bizarre. And one other thing I want to add, what you're talking about the PSL. The PSL is good for 30 years. If I hold my PSL, which I'll be in my 90s, I hold my PSL for 30 years. After 30 years, when the lease is up, I lose my PSL.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Right.
And, it's not like automatically renew and I get it for free. I'd have to, at that time, probably spend $25,000 for a single seat. So it is not, for somebody who is a longtime season ticket holder, this is not going well, at least from the way I look at it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, And for the, not like from the Bills side of this, but the idea of you were able to pick any seat you wanted to the last time they did renovations. The renovations, how different did they make the stadium? The stadium went from what it was to what it is now, and that's not a massive change, but there were some changes. This is, like you said, the seats you sit in now have become club seats. And, for what it's worth, I'm reading my text from my buddy here about who was in club seats. He says, looks incredible. Love it. I can't pay $30,000 for two seats. And then pay $500 a game. That's what a seat was, $500 a game. Now you're at $4,000 a season on tickets.
Yeah.
And paying $30,000 to do that. So a lot of this has been all, it's built for Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this has been where we built it, how we built it, no dome, not downtown. People have to be able to still afford it. And for PSLs, like this is also a subject about why. U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota, the PSL's there. And this is probably baked into why they're doing it the way they're doing it. Might there be a PSL in that stadium that's $1,000? Maybe. Maybe the last five rows are $1,000. And if you were to offer, you with your seniority, that ticket, again, like I'm trying to get inside how they operate.
Yeah.
If they're to offer Jim that with this ticket, he says, you know what, fine, I'll get in for two tickets, I'll pay my $2,000, I'm in. And then those sell first. And now you go to the crowd that already sits up there and try to tell them they have to go down to the clubs and pay $30,000. Like, you're not going to sell those seats. So this whole thing has been quiet, word of mouth. And, you know, for someone in my spot or your spot, Joe, we're sitting here talking about this. It's not like it's necessarily the hardcore, most researched, fact-checked. It's just what people tell us.
Yeah,
and the fact that that's the way that it is a choice the Bills have and the people that are in charge of all this, they made. They accept this. On some level, they accept that this is how people will talk about it, because by not being so open out with it, here are the PSLs listed. We don't know if those prices are already set, if they are fluid, if they don't know what the price will be in the upper deck yet. Do they know? They might. They might not. It's not being made available to anybody out there. So the whole thing, it's we don't even know if it is messy. We don't even know if it is failing, or if it's, you know, they're selling tickets like gangbusters, and the people that aren't renewing and aren't going in, they are actually in the minority. We don't know that. And if they were to just say that, you know, you take it with the same seriousness, I think, as saying a guy's the number one guy on our board. Like, until you show me the actual numbers, I just have to take your word for it. And, you know, 10.5% interest on a 10-year deal. That's crazy.
I don't know how comparable it is and whether the years are the same, but, like, the Raiders, for instance, the PSL price has gone up.
That's Vegas.
The Vegas prices, like, 5 years ago, there's a thing they sent around with... At least that I'm looking at.
Isn't that
for Allegiant Stadium with all the prices per section? And then you can go to their marketplace now and see what they're going for now. And it's about three times higher, but it's Vegas.
Right? It's Vegas. Isn't that one casino has to buy a bank of tickets from another casino?
And they also, you know, from the little we know about, you know, you mentioned $15,000 for the guy you're talking about. I mean, upper deck, the very upper deck corner, like the cheapest. Of all 12 sections they had at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas was $500.
You know what Minnesota
and
did?
Really, all of them that weren't club, like the most expensive non-club seat at the Raiders Stadium was $15,000 for a PSL. And almost everything was below 10.
Minnesota, I've got an article here, DailyNorseman.com. There's a report 90% of the PSLs had sold heading into Super Bowl weekend at U.S. Bank Stadium. 16 different price points for the PSLs in Minnesota. And those price points ranged from $500. The cheapest PSL was $500.
Yep. Same as Vegas. Yep.
And the most expensive was $9,500.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive was less than $10,000. And we know the Bills' highest is $50,000. And... The 100 level.
Are you including club for that?
If you're in
Minnesota?
The club, that's 50. But
yeah,
the seats that Jim's just talking about, section 134 on the 50, that's 15 each. So there are stadiums that have done it with lower PSLs. The PSL money is right to the team. Anyway, there's the best update we can give you until we get more stories. When we've got more of you calling in, we can, you know, try and fit some of those calls in as we go. Extendo Sports coming up here on WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.